to the next baraisa. Tani Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya had learned Esrim Ba'avo Oveis Nezikin. There are 24 Oveis Nezikin. Hashlumei Keifel, but Hashlumei Abo V'chamisha. Ganef Peis Keifel. A Tovach Humocha play Peis Dalet V'hei. V'ganef V'gazlin, and a ganef Peis Keren, and a gazlin Peis Keren. Eidim Zaymimim, Vainis Vamepate, Umeitzi Shemra, Vametame, Vamedame, Vamenasech. So these are all together 11. Bahanit Leisa, and we have the 13 that Rabbi Shaya had mentioned, so all together are Eslim Ba'arbo. So they're all together the 24 Nezokim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tashlumei keifel, imimotzei timotzei biyodei hagneidem. Tashlumei arbo v'chamishe, v'tebeyach u'moicha. V'ganev, shemishalem al piyatzmoi. V'einei mishalem keifel, ela keren bulvat. He only pays the keren. V'chagoyin shahoyde meyatzmoi, demoyde v'knas potor. Zemrina sheyashina lekim yishal pshnayim. Aino knas, when you pick merube prat le marshia es atmoi. When it nada arshal pi bezn al pi eidem, he's marshia himself, so when he pays keren. Vigazlin nam mi ovu, versi vahishim es agzela shagotam. Hine samafate, ksivi. Rashi said, beginning of the sugya, that others are those which are kosov because hamishim kesef ksiv ba'oines, obemafate ksiv kesef yishkel kemoyer hapsulais, kemoyer psulim shaloines. Vahainu hamishim kesef, this is hamishim kesef. Moitzi shemra ksiv ba'onshu oisoy meyer kesef. Metamei trume, medameya trume b'chulim. So metame trume, that's poshet, that he's mazik the trume. Before it was roi lachilas kahanim. And now it's not roi anymore lachila. The value goes down very much. Now it's only roi for kahanim to use as fuel. Shas srei posan, allowed to have anor from it. So that's called he was mazik the trume. Medameya trume bechulim. This is dimua, that means that someone possessed chulin. And then Reuven possessed chulin, and Shimon threw in some peiris of trume. Now they're mixed up. And now, this is not roi lachilas zo, because there's trume me'urev. So it can only be eaten by kahanim, so also this is a hezek to the chulin. Now it's worth much less. It's only roi lachilas kahanim. So therefore, he was mazik the shavius of the chulin. U'menasech yayin l'avodizorim. Or menasech means was menasech yayin l'avodizorim. U'mesech is gitten meforish. Amai loy komlai vidarab mevenei. Lechayre b'shas nisoch. Siz anoy vidavoy dezore. So he's chayv skila. So to say komlai vidarab mevenei. Mesech is gitten meforch. Now I'd like to mention, what does the Gemara say in Mesech is gitten? So the Gemara says as follows. Midaagbei konyelei, that when he lifted up the yayin, so he was kind of the wine, and the chi of misa comes b'shas nisach. So the chi of is al gazlan. So Rav Shimon is moira. So al tetzim nisach, that what he's asking it by ano. Ba'ano, so that's kom levit rabnei. I'm not chayev for the hezek that I'm making. my only chiyuv is, because I stole it. I stole it to be menasech. So that's a gazlan. So we had already a gazlan already. So why is there a new of menasech? This is Rav Shimon's kasha. So I'd like to mention a teretz which says the Chiddushi Agrach al Rambam. Rav Chaim, I'd like to read over a little of the Lashon of Rav Chaim. Kol sha'osa kinyin shel gzeila. Now, we have to know a gazlan, a ganev, only becomes a gazlan or a ganev through a ma'isa kinyin. He's moishech et lo shusoi, he's magbiyed. So Rav Chaim says as follows. Kol sha'osa kinyin shel gzeila, kigayin meshicha oyak. He's not taking it for his own use. The loy l'shum tashmish, or not, he's not taking it to be mishtamish with it. The rak kedei lahazikoy. I'm taking it to be mazik. Mikol mokim. Nase boze gazlan. And Rab Chaim is saying a chiddush. The difference between gzeile and mazik is, poshet a gazlan is, I'm taking something for myself. That is a gazlan. A mazik is, I'm destroying your chayfes. So Rab Chaim says, but if a person steals something with an intent that he wants to be mazik it, so he's chayev Mishas Gzeila. The Mitztaref HaNezek LeMaisa HaMashiche LeHeyoseis Gazlan. This Nezek becomes Mitzuref to the Maisa HaMashiche. HaGoizel Almenas LaHazik Ezoteres Gazlan. V'zeh Nilmat. In this Yesod Rab Chaim says we can learn out Mimenasech. From that HaMenasech is Chayim. The loichoshev legoizloi, he didn't have an intent at all to steal it for himself. Umikomoki mevua mita agve konye. When he lifted it up, he's chayev bonsim. Ubal kochoch. So you have to say, the zeshe chishev lahazikoi. I lifted it to be mazikit, loishrei bano, Zegufe moyo lehichoshev gzeile bekinyan agbo imaisa ahezek shosa. So I'm considered a gazlan for stealing almenas lahazik. But then he feels ois. The lokcha almenas lahazika mikri gazlan rak belokcha sheyazika hu. He took it with an intent that he's going to be mazikin. So the gmar of the lekiche is, I'm going to be mazikin. So this gives me, as I get a teres gazlan, bishas hagbo, bishas the kinyan. Ma she'enke, belokho, al menashe yehei bo lo hefsit. What if he took it? I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm going to steal it, that it should get lost. But I'm not going to do anything with it. Then it doesn't become a gazlan. That means, if there's a behemoth in a stall that's being protected, and I break open the door, the behemoth is going to walk out. And because the behemoth is going to walk out, there's 20 robbers outside, which will greedily take this behemoth. But I broke open the door. And I schlepped it out. I schlepped it outside, and then I left. I'm not a gazlan. I'm not a mazik. I didn't steal it, because I have no intentions of taking it for myself. I'm not a mazik, I wasn't mazik. There's 20 ganov that want to take it for themselves. I am potter midinei olam. So memele, so we have over here that since menasech is a mazik, since ezek sheinei nikir shmei ezek, you're called a mazik, so memele yechayv al zigzele. But that is because menasech is a mazik. If ezek sheinei nikir lo shmei ezek, I didn't have no intentions to be mazik that doesn't have a teres ezek, I wouldn't be chayev for the hagbo. Now let us go further. Zot Rashi, medamei umenasech like sibi behedya. All these three cases, there's no posik. Rashi had said in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi said an ov is madach sibi behedya. That's called an ov. These cases are not kosuv. But the loch have ovis. Shebechlal nezikain. These are different oifanim of hezik. V'nezik momen ksibutayra makis nefesh behema yishomen. So memele, this is called that, so if, to be menasich yain, so here we're saying a chiddush, that a hezik shein enikya shmei hezik, hezik shein enikya shmei hezik, so it's called, so this is called a hezik, it's called I was a mazik, so I'm a chayim al tegzeila. On the other cases, my metame medame, I'm a mazik take, because this is called a hezik. Metame is called a hezik, medame is called a hezik. Umenasech esayayin, lekele meima shenischoi biyayin esech shezorak boy. We cannot say menasech means that he poured some yayin esech into this tarugis. And then perhaps it would be much better, it's called a mazik of menasech. I made the whole thing yayin esech. Like this techiv is not also the nisach, techiv is also the gzela. With a lomdes, I'm called a goyne val menasech. I'm called a gazlan if I'm a mazik, so a gozel a menasech lazik is called a gazlan. So Rashi says, the loika mechasre v'loy midi, because he's not mechasre anything. Because he can still sell, the owner of the wine can sell this wine to a goy, excluding the dmei yayin esach sheboy. That means, Reuven had a barrel of wine that he could sell it for $200. Now I went and I poured in 5 drops of yayin esach. So you have a barrel of wine plus 5 drops. Now Reuven can go over to a goy and tell the goy, he says, you know, I'll sell you a barrel of wine plus 5 drops for the price of a barrel. Getting 5 extra drops. Just pay me for the wine besides the drops. And this is not also Bahano. The only Yisr Hano is the Yayin Nesach Shenisara boy. So he can't drink it because there's Yayin Esech, there's Yeshbila, it's mixed up, but the Yayin kosher Shaboy is still kosher, it's still Mutabano. So it was a masake, like a machasre v'lamidi. So Mizabela, he can sell this wine, ba'amid me Yayin Esech Shaboy. Umetame, shemagiye sheretz betumes koyin, da'afse domine. Metame means that he was metame truma v'koyin, so he was mafsed the truma. Now, let us just see the bottom toisvis. Menasech, the toisvis, ligi boba mezokin, chad oma menasech mamish, v'chad oma ma'aret. There is a machloikis, rav shmul, if it's menasech mamish, or ma'aret. Rashi, somehow, got involved in a machlokes amiroi. But before we go further, let us just mish off to the Riv and look at the Shulti Geboirim. The Riv. is on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Shilti HaGiborim, which is on the extreme right, is Ois Gimel. So let us see the Shilti HaGiborim. Nireh Be'inai, Shenisachu Al Echot Mishnei Drochem. Menasech is one of two cases. Ois Shenisach HaYayin Mamish Lavoides Keichov. Ois Sheirev Yayin Nesach Gomor B'Yayin Kosher. Shayedei Hataruveise Osrei Bahano, Vechem Poskul Kola Poiskim. The Emerson, there's a Gemore on Avodah Zorah, a Machlokes Tanoim. If a person is Ma'arev Yayin Nesach in Yayin Kosher, if all the wine becomes Osrei Bahano, or only the drops which are Sabano remain Sabano. Achleikis the Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And we paskin like the Tanakame that the whole Yayin is also Bahano. The Tzorchim B'divrei Rashi, the Hochet Doch HaKatzme L'Porish the Menaser, Rotzoloimer Shen Nischoi L'Avedis Kechom. Avoleka L'Porish Nischoi B'Yayin Nesach Shen Zorek Boi, like a chasrei v'loi midi, the mezaven le'bal midmei yayin esach sheboi. The mashme midvoro, from Rashi would seem, the yayin esach im yayin kosher, eine oiser ba'ano, doesn't answer the rest of the wine. V'yugufe peret basra davoy dezore posik, the yayin esach im yayin kosher, oso ba'ano b'choshu. Right? So he doesn't understand Rashi. Chedush Chasam Sofer asks, brings down a Poni Meiris, that the Poni Meiris wants to firm for Rashi. That's 100% true that we paskin that the whole wine becomes also bano. He says that's only midarabono, but mina teire, it's mutabano. Rashi's talking about mina teire. Mina teire, it's mutabano, the wine. Only midarabono, it's also bano. So the Ponemiris says, we're talking about Ovis over here. So Ovis, it's only also Banomi Darabonon, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, the whole wine is Mutabano. You'll tell me, there's a Gemorna by the Zodaf Ayin Dalit, that the Tanakam holds the holding is also Banomi Darabonon. That's only Midarabonon, it's not Minatoire. So it's not a Hezek, it can't be enough. The Chasam Sofer asks one kasha on the Ponemiris. But Lamaise, it's also, what is he going to do with this wine? The whole wine is also Bano. He has no use out of it. He has to get rid of it. So it's a Hezek Deraisa. It's worthless now. This kasha the Chasam Sofer asks. Then L'chayra, I had another ha'ore, Medame, is also a darabana. Taisvis and Nidid of Memzayim, and Rashi says, and of Memzayim, and Mesechtas Nidid, Midereise chad betrei botu. So, Manushech, if we're going, it's not called an ov. It's not called a ov, because, only us midarabonon, so how did Medama become an ov? So I found Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher says as follows. A mazik is only chayiv if a person damaged a chayfetz, That's called, he was mazik the chayfetz. Or in kamos, in echos. So he says, anisel the rabbonon, he didn't do anything to the chayfetz. Theoretically, if he poured in 5 drops of yayin esach, so the yayin, the emerson, the kosher of wine is kosher, the 5 drops are also, she wasn't mazik the chayfetz, and the rabbonon said, you're not allowed to have hano from the whole wine. Fine. I wasn't a mazik. Rabbonon are telling me that I'm not allowed to have hano from the whole wine. So that doesn't fall into, that's not called Odom the Azik Sheir. That's called, he did a pula because of that. You're not allowed to eat it, but I'm not called a mazik. This is not Odom the Azik Sheir. And he says, I'm Moira de Kezach, there's a Gemara Vaita Dav Tzadik Tesam at Beis. And he says, I'm Moira de Kezach, someone made a Shchita that was Sofik Kosher, Sofik Possum. So, I think it's speaking about Rav over there. So Rav told him as follows. He told the owner of the Behemoth, you can't mon any money from him, because maybe it's a kosher shchita. But you're not allowed to eat it, because maybe it's a possum shchita. So in fact, Rav Shimon, if you're not allowed to eat it, so why can't I mon money? Good, maybe it's, but Lamais, I'm not allowed to eat it. Tainet Rav Shimon, the same thing. Sofik Daraisa Lachumre is a din in the Gavre. You have to be Machma. You're not allowed to eat it. But you can't want money from him because maybe the Chayfetz is kosher meat. You're not allowed to eat it. Al din an hoge, that doesn't make him a mask. Now, he has a problem by Medame. Rav Shimon has the problem, so the dam is also the same thing. It's also a darabona. So, Rav Shimon wants to fend for medame. Rav Shimon says as follows. Rav Shimon says that the case of medame is speaking about that the tarubis is such an oifen that's impossible to eat the heter without coming in contact with the issa. That means either speaking about a dovolach, that's like we're speaking about wine. He had wine shaltume. And I poured in wine shaltume. Yes, bile. So, good. So, of a lemaise, Lamaisa, he can't drink the wine. The wine is not drinkable because any amount that he drinks, there's some truma there. So he's not allowed to drink the wine. So, Rav Shimon says, this is called, I was mazik the wine, and he gives a marshal of tin for peiris. He says, what's the case of tin for peiris? Tin for peiris, which is also a hezik, that's a hezik, the loy mechal yekalne. Tin for peiris means that there's tin off in the peiris, or whenever I'll eat the peiris, there'll be tin off there. I can't get rid of the tin off. The tin off comes along with the peiris. But it's, so that's called I was mazik the peiris, because the peiris is metunim. That's called the hezek to the peiris, even though the peiris, now there's a tin off attached with it. The wine, that this trume, in every mashu of wine, this trume attached to it, so Mamela, that's called the Hezek. That's what he wants to say. So Mamela there, even though it's a Darabona, then the Chassam Sofer will be right. But that's called, I was Mazik the Yayin. Masha'en came by Yayin Nesech Yirvoi, it's only called Adin and the Gam. That's what Rab Shimon said. I wanted to say, perhaps he could say a little different. Why Dimua is worse than Menasseh? It could be as follows. זה אמר את זה כתוספס נידה, אף ממזיין, לתוספס זה אמר את זה כזך, דימוע is פוטר מן החלה. I mean like this, I have קמח של חולן, and I was מערב שם קמח של תומן. And now I make an Issa. And mitzad the chulin sheboy, there's enough Issa to be mechayev b'chala. So Taisvi says it's potter min achala. You know why it's potter min achala? So Taisvi brings a sefri. There's a sefri. The sefri says, Me'is mikdoshe mimenu shahatrume mekadish hatrume. The trume mekadish שהתרומה מקדש, והכל נעשה תרומה. דימוה, I learn out, that מדרבונון, it's not pshat, you're not allowed to eat it, because maybe, or because, not maybe, we'll say like Rav Shimon, because when the Zohar is eating the chulin, there's truma there also. The din dimua, even it's a din darabonon, but מדרבונון, I made the chulin truma. And therefore, the chulin is potter from challah. The chulin is potter from challah. So, memela, we see the din dimua. It's not tamuzay a din taruvis. It's potter from challah. So, it's not a din on the gavre that I'm not allowed to eat it. We said by yayinesa. Rav Shimon says it's a din on the gavre. That means he put in a few drops of yayinesa. So you're not allowed to have an over from the whole wine. But the wine mitzad atzme really never got tampered with. So memela, so that's not called a hezek. I wasn't mazik the wine. I made it in such a position, you can't have an over from the wine. But I'm not a mazik, that's what the over is mazikin. Masha enkein, if the halacha is that the mu'ah is potem in achala, so the din is, let it be at the rabbonon dikadin, but the chulin becomes trume. So I went over to a Yisrael and I made his chulin trume. So you make chulin is worth X amount of money, trume is worth much less. So b'meila I was mazik your chulin. That's the hezek. That is the hezek. So this will be called hezek, even though it could be only at the rabbonon dikadin. Let us go further. So now we just said the 24 Oveis of Rabbi Chiya. Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Shaye, my time leitoni hani. He said 13, why didn't he say there's another 11? So the Gemara answers, b'mamoina kamayri b'knosa loy kamayri. Now there's a lot of these keifel, abava chamisha, he's talking about mom. He's not talking about knas. That's why he did not include these nizokim. Frekte gemore gane vegazlen dimamainahu lisni. But this is the keren of gane vegazlen. No, that's moment. Why didn't he speak about this? Oktonilei shemachinam vahashoyo. It says shemachinam vahashoyo. Let us see what Rashi says. Ganev amaydem atzmoy begazlon dloy mishalmi ela keren lisni. Tonilei shemachinam vahashoyo. Tohosam nami shayich gneve kigoyin shetoan shenignevo mimenu. A shomer will tell it was stolen from me. Vereihu beyodai. Vamrinim bepeg merube de toyin tainis ganev ki ganev. He gives a din ganev. Ven toyin tainis gazlin ki gazlin. So memele, I said shomer chinam. So in shomer chinam lies the chiyiv gneve and the chiyiv gzele. We'll come back to this in a minute. Vahod nokat oche vahashoyu. So it says it's shoyu. Now a shoyu, the whole halacha of tayin is ganev, kiganev is as follows. Ashei machino, that's botav and gneva vaveide. And the Baal HaPikodon comes over to him and asks him, where's my chepet? He says, ah, it was stolen. So memela, so lefi tanos, and he swore that it was stolen. So lefi tanos, so he's potter to pay. So he potted himself to pay for the Pikodon with a tainus gneiv or a tainus gzeila. So we learn out from a posik, a tainus gazlan gets it in gazlan. And now later, we come into his house and we open up the drawer where the money was put in to begin with, and the money is there, the same drawer that he put it in to begin with, it's there, it's standing there. So he has it in Gazlan. So that is Dafke, if the Taine of Nigzel will pater him to pay, so he gets a din Gazlan with the Kvire by saying, I don't have it, it was stolen. But a shoyul, let's make the same scenario by a shoyul. A person borrowed a chayfetz, and he borrowed a chayfetz. Now the chayfetz is where it was the whole time. And he comes over to the marshal, he says, you know, never. The chayfetz I borrowed from you was stolen. So the marshal says, no problem, you have to pay me for it. No problem, you have to pay me. So there, he didn't pater himself for Taina's name. So then later we come into the house and we find the chayfetz in his house. So he doesn't, he's not, there was no gzeila, he was mechuyev to pay, he didn't raise a chayfetz. That's called a maisa gzeila. So then he's stuck, there's no chayfetz about the Taina. So this was Rashi's kasha. Because he's chayev in everything. Now, I'd like to mention two nekudas. One of them, Mefoshim Eskakashem. L'chayre Rashi says by a shoyo there's no case of tain tainis gana. So there's a case of bolavimai. Bolavimai, that means when he borrowed it, so the bailam was working for him. So shoyo bolavimai, he's potter from chiyuvei shamrim. That's the kasha. There's a meridik in the sivis. Bachsamir, this is the teretz of the kasha, and we'll understand what really the Gemara is answering. Atoni leishem mechinam hashoyel. The yelis hashachar says, and then we'll come to the nesibis. The yelis hashachar says, this halacha, we have to appreciate this halacha. This halacha at a shomer. Let's go back to the first scenario. Let's talk about Ashay Bechinam. Ashay Bechinam, someone gave him $1,000, watch it for me, no problem. Puts it in the safe, bring it in my safe, no problem. 10 days later, he comes to the mafkid, remember, they broke open the safe, took out the $1,000. No, he's Ashay Bechinam, yeah, so he swears. Then he patted himself. Later, we come to the safe. He opened up the safe. And we see the $1,000 is there. Mamasha wasn't touched. The $1,000 that he put it there to watch for the shame, it's still there. So, by Emerson, can't shale a good, he swore foul, she does. That's no shale. But he has to pay careful. He didn't do anything. He didn't steal it. It was there. It's there. Nothing really happened. There was no gneiva whatsoever. So there's a chiddush hakor that a shomer has certain monetary obligations. What are the monetary obligations? So we'll enumerate them. If you're a shomer chinam and you're a pesheya, you have to pay. Number If you are Hashem Mechino, and you'll say and swear that it was stolen, and it wasn't stolen, you'll also have to pay. Hashemel gets a din gan if that's Michiyuve Shomrim. This is the obligations of Hashemel. You're going to become a ganif, not through stealing, through saying that it was stolen. That's a chiddush. But this is Michiyuve Hashomrim. That's the Chiyuvi Hashomrim. That you become a ganif without a maisig neve through a shvua shenignevo. Fine. But that's Michiyuvi Hashomrim. So if it's Baila v'imoy, so there's no Chiyuvi Hashomrim. If it'll be stole, if it'll make a pshiye, so be potter, because it's Baila v'imoy. According to other sheetahs. So memele, so from this will also be potter. Be potter when Taitan is ganif. This is from Chiyuve Shomrim. So Mimela Baila Vima, the whole Milo, the Eskakash, Ashoilas Baila Vima. Beautiful. Baila Vima, Take, if Utaina was Nignav, he doesn't have to pay it was Nignav. But he doesn't have to pay when he found that he was the Ganavida. Because this is all Mechiyuve Shomrim. And Baila Vima doesn't have any Chiyuve Shomrim. So Al Koponim, that's why Rashi says that Shoil was said, lavdavke, because by shayol, it's not applicable, the halacha of tain tain is ganem. For rabchiyah nami, but al koponim, that is why Rabbi Yeshayah did not mention, that is what Rabbi Yeshayah did not mention, ganem v'gazlan, because if I spoke about chiyuvei shomrim, Chiyuvim Shomrim is very inclusive, which includes Tain Taneganev and Tain Taneganev. So I'm speaking about Chiyuvim Gneve and Chiyuvim Gzeil. Now he becomes a Ganev. Al Yidei Dibur Yushvu Asa. V'Rabchiyah Nami Hotone Laishay Mechina V'Ashayil. Now we're asking Rabchiyah. So why did Rabchiyah have to enumerate twice Ganev and Gazlan? He says one Shomer, and once he says, and once he says, Ganav Gazlan, it's all one chiyuv. So the Gemara answers, Tani Mamayna Da'asa L'Yodei Be'Teira, Tani Mamayna Da'asa L'Yodei Be'Isur. But these are two types of Maisig Neve. A Ganav we're speaking about that it got into his possession Be'Isur. He stole it. He went into Yenin's Rishus and he took out Yenin's money. That's a grubby Ganav. A Shomer is a different type of a ganav. He has chiyuvik, but it's a different type of maisig neve. The money came in his rishus beheter. He never even touched the money. And theoretically, there wasn't even a maisig neve. He just tore up a baba maisig. He said it was stolen. He swore, and he gets a dinga. But this is a different type of a ganav. This is a ganav bepiv. This is a ganav biyot. It's a two different, they have the same halachas, you're right. But they're two different types of gneiva, so he enumerated it as a different oath. Zot Rashi, the osel yodi betei shei mechinam. Aval gav lahashte toyin tainis ganav shenigdav imenu. Now his tainiga was told. Miu mikor ki osel yodi betei osel yodi. So it came into his possession behetav. The whole money came into his possession. Let us see Taisvis. So let us give a little hagdomah. Say a pshat what the Taisvis Harosh says, which was bothering Taisvis. And then we'll see Taisvis tells. Eidim Zaymimim. What is the Chiv of Eidim Zaymimim? The Chiv of Eidim Zaymimim is, let's talk about Mumin. Two Eidim come to Bezin, and they said, Reuven owes Shimon $200, right? So, they wanted to make Reuven should owe Shimon $200. Bezin makes a Gmardin, Reuven, you have to pay Shimon $200. Now, before anything happens, two other Eidim come, and I mazim the first two Eidim. How can you say that you saw how he borrowed 200 dollars? You were with us. He wanted to make Reuven pay Shimon 200 dollars. You have to pay Reuven 200 dollars. Right? That's the parsha of Edim Zaymimim. Now, this parsha of Edim Zaymimim, what is the translation of Zomam? The translation of Zomam is intent. They wanted to make Reuven lose money. That was their intent. It was a gemar dinan that he has to pay. But lemaise, the mazimim came in time and were mazim them. Lemaise, he never paid. He was a zomam lasis la'ochi. The Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, let's talk about Harige for 1 minute. That if two Edom come and say that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, it was a Gemar Din is Chayiv Misa, and then Bezin, two Edom came and were masking them, they're Chayiv Misa. What happens if Bezin killed Reuven? So the Gemara says, then they're Potter. Kasher Zomam Lasais V'loi Kasher Osa. The whole Chiyuv of Edim Zaymimim is only when it was in the intent stage. It never passed the stage of intention. They wanted he should die. They wanted he should lose money. Bezdin Paskin, he has to die. Bezdin Paskin, he has to pay the money. And then, that was their intent, but it stopped there. If they were successful in their intent, was Kasher Osa, the Bezdin killed them. No din of Edim Zaymim, Kasher Zomam Lasis, Vulei Kasher Osam. So therefore, Tosfos had a Muradika problem over here. He was talking about Edim Zaymim, is one of the Chavdal Dovish Nazik. He's a Mazik. So Tosfos had a problem. How's it speaking about? If it's speaking about that he didn't pay yet, doesn't pass since he's chayiv to pay. He's not a Mazik. He's a Edim Zaymim, it's a Pash. He's not a Mazik. Don't put him in the category of Chavdal Dovas Nazikin. He wasn't mazik him a penny. Bezin just said he has to pay. But Baruch Hashem, the Edim Zaymimim came in time and they were mazik them, so it was just an intent to be mazik. Zomam Lasai. But he wasn't mazik. So how do you stick him into the Chavdal Dovas Nazikin? We'll say no. It's speaking about that he paid. Oh, he paid. And then the Edim Zaymimim came. So then he's put it to pay. So then he doesn't pay. So what's the case of Chavdal Dovas Nezikin by Edim Zaymimim? This problem Tosfos had. And let's work backwards. Let's proceed the second Teretz of Tosfos and then we'll go to the first Teretz of Tosfos. V'rim eforish leitzorich lahaytayma, what the Rivo said, we'll see soon. Degabe momin mechevinulu bekal bohaima. Degabe momin oinshiminadin. Bohod amrinen bemakis holgo ein narogim. Heine mishim tohosom ein oinshiminadin. So the Ri says a beautiful term. The Ri says, that means, and let us learn Chumash. It says that you punish them, basisam loika shazomam lasa. Punish them for the intent to do. Now, Khan Shailabed, what will be if they taka did it? If they taka did it, a kalvachayma. The Torah says, you're telling you a chiddish, that a fellow who was zomam lasais. If they did it, a father gibbis. It says zomam lasais. Yeah, it's telling you the bigger chiddish. A fellow zomam lasais. Koshkain also, a father gibbis. So they say it's 100% true. It's like a kavuchim, a mother zomer lasis is chayim, is a vader givis also zicher chayim. So by moment we have a klal oinshim min adin, I can make an oinish moment through a kavuchim. So memele, so is take chayim by us, is take chayim. Kavuchim, mother zomer lasis, a vader givis also, also is more chomo. The zicher am a chayim of also, if it's a chayim of zomer lasis. That the Gemara says the Masechtas Makis also is potter because that's speaking about Holgo Ein Narogim. That's speaking about that Bezin killed the person already. So now I want to kill the Edim because the Matoch Zomam Lasis, I killed the Edim. If also about the Gemisa, she killed Eidim. But it's a beautiful Kalbachayma. We have a Klaal Einoin Sheminadin. You don't give an Einish Aguf through a Kalbachayma. So by also, the Pasuk is speaking about Zomam Lasais. Also, I don't have a Pasuk. I can figure it out. You can't figure it out by Einish Aguf. So there Zomam Lasais is a myth, because that's all what I can figure out. It can't be more than Zomam Lasais, because more than that, I have to learn that from a Kalbachayma. So the Ri is saying in the second Teretz of Tosfos, so the Barais is speaking about that Tuedim said he owes $100, and Bezdin Paskin he owes $100, and he went and paid $100. So the Edim Zaymimim were mazikim. And now, later, they were mazim the Edim Zaymimim. So now you were mazik him $100. Now you have to pay him $100. So that's the case. Either there's a miyat of osa. I'm sorry. By moment, there's no miyat of osa. Osa is mechuyiv kalvachayim mezama. Madach zama mezchayim is osa madgev ischayim. That's how the rilim pshat. Beautiful. Now let's learn the first pshat in Tosfos. Perish Ribo. Ribo said, he didn't know this. Ribo said, he was a little scared. There's a miyat of kasheroso, zomam, buloyoso, finished. Afilo shilem apiedim zomim em chayom. Loi shayach bemomen kashezoma, buloy kasheroso, the efshel bechazor. The Ribo came with a different cheshbet. What's the Ribo's cheshbet? Ribo is coming with a cheshbon as follows. He says that this zomam lasais, there's an intent, and then it was done. So the Ribo said, by momen, we can never consider that it was done, because momen is efshe b'chazore. So by momen, we're always in the matzav of zoman lasais. That means the miyut of osa is not applicable by momen. Why? Because since it's not called osa, so we're always in the matzav of zoman lasais. I just like to mention a shtikol ha'ore. I found Ayelas Hashachas Moira this ha'ore. And I think the Sukkot Tovah is, I'll just mention the Hore. According to the Ribo, Be'emison also is potter by moment. There's a miyut, Zoma Lassa is also is potter. But the Ribo, he had a psanetza up his sleeve, but by moment passed the Tosa. He could always return the money, so it's not called Tosa. So let me ask the Ribo, so what are you mechuyim? Well, if he paid the money already, so that's why the Yimachuyim. So he said, well, that's not called also, because it's Efshe Bechazore. So what's the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is Zomam Lasais. So it's still in the process of Zomam Lasais, because it never was also. There's no such concept of also by moment. Zomam Lasais is not a Mazik. Zomam, the Chiyuv, if it be Shloim according to the Ri, there's a Chiyuv for also. That means Yimachuyim for Zomam Lasais. Avada Gevishu Mechia for Osa. Osa is a bigger Avla than Zoman Lasis. And if you Mechia for Zoman Lasis, you Avada Gevishu Mechia for Osa. I ain't Ein Shemin Adin. No, my mom is Ein Shemin Adin. So here in the case of Osa, this case I was a Mazik. I was Mazik you and I'm Mechia to pay you for the Azik. And this was from the Chof Tal Dovah's Nazik. Masha Enkein, according to the Ribo, if it's also, Eichet Imtzeda, it's also, Taker Tachreinim Eskakasha, let's say they said your share was a share on this goal. They killed the share. So it's not Efshe Bechazor anymore, it's killed already. So in such a case, it's also, then you're potter. So the only case I'm chayiv is when really nothing happened. So it's before also. So the chiv is not for the also, the chiv is for the zomam lasai. So that's not chavdal dovas mazikin. I have to pay not for being mazikil. If I'd be mazikil, wouldn't it? Let us go further. Correct the Gemara. Eidim Zaymimim. Now let's go back to Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya, he said, don't know the things which are knas, I hear. He's not talking about knas. So fine. So that is why he didn't mention Kefil, Dalit Behei. Eidim Zaymimim de Malaynahu. Eidim Zaymimim is Momin. Not a knas. Listening. So why didn't he mention Eidim Zaymimim? He holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds it's a knas. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a knas. Eidim is a knas, and he just told us his policy. He's not talking about knosses. So Memele, so that is why he didn't mention Eidim Zaymim. Let us see Rashi. Eidim Zaymimim de Momoino. So Rashi gives us guidelines. When is it called Momin? When is it called Knas? So Rashi says as follows. Tochol HaMishalim Yoyser HaMashe Hizik. Someone that pays more than he damaged. Going careful. Tashlumi Abo V'Chamishe Kori Knas. That's not called a payment. Because I wasn't mazik this. That's called a punishment. A knas is a punishment. Nezik is a payment. Yeah. Tashlume abo v'chamishe kori knas. Kidlekamon bahach pirkem. That's called a knas. Uchigoin kol dobo kotsuv o oma v'toire. Or a standard amount which does not Rechen with the damage that was done, kigoy. Chamishim shal oynes umefate umaytzi umeyeh shal maytzi shemra kulu aviknosa. That means this is a standard price. We're not looking at this as a ishef apsulach shuvah not choshev. I mean, it's we can't put everything in the same pot and give a standard tashlumim. Tzalkoch, of course, it's not a tashlumim. It's a knas, it's a punishment. Haviknose, avo midi achine, but something else that is, we is metered out according to what the hezek was, so that's called momen. So memele, eidim zaymimim, they were mazik 100 talos, they have to pay 100 talos, 200 talos, they have to pay 200 talos. That's called momen, that is called, according to the hezek, that they made, that's how much you have to pay. We're going, let's say, according to Gebari and the Rivot, speaking about Kasheros, whatever the Hezek is, that's how much you have to pay. So the Gemara says, Sovolo ki Rabbi Kiva, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. The Omar, Meseches Makis, Pepeire Kamen. Eidim Zaymimim Ein Mishalmen Al Piyatzma. They don't pay Al Piyatzma. Keep going. Im huzmu bebezden zen. Let's say they were mazim them bebezden zen. V'loi hispik baldin lahamidam bedin. The baldin was not mamedem bedin. That means like this. Let's just relate the scenario what had occurred. That Adam come to Bezden Aleph. They say, Reuven owes Shimon $100. He borrowed from him $100. We were there, Bishas Ta'albo. Bezen Paskins, this Bezen Aleph Paskins, that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Fine. And let us say, Koritan, he paid the $100, finished. Now, to aid him, come to this Bezen Aleph, and they mazim them. Before, so now, this Reuven, who just 10 minutes ago, he lost $100, he was complaining, Rabbein Shalom, it's a Torah, it's a Schorah, why I deserve to lose $100? He just realized, whew, Rabbein Shalom gave me an extra $100. They were just mazim them, and they're going to pay me $100, let me get back my $100. He, from the Tarumas, he got all the Shabbach Vedoyim. He wants the Bezdin. He wants to now be Mam. Now, Bezdin has to be Mam is the Eidim Zoymim Im Ladin. And Bezdin has to be Mechayiv them $100 to pay Ruben. In the meantime, these two Eidim run away. Veinenu, he comes to Bezdin. He speak. La Midon Bedin. They run away. Fine. They go to another Bezdin. They skip town, they go to another Bezdin. But it seems they have a guilty conscience. And they're made in the second Bezdin. They come and spill the beans in the second Bezdin. You know, we said Eidus in Bezdin Aleph. And we said he owed $100, and they were mazimos, and I'm telling you, 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, telling you that that's it. We're telling you what happened. Ptulim. So the potter. Rabbi Kiva says the potter. Alma knasahu umayda beknas potter. So it's like, if this would be a chiyuv momen, so memela they'd be mechuyev to pay. So, but it's a knas, moide beknas is pot. Now, there's a moide kasha that the Tosfos Rid asks on this Rashi. He says he doesn't begin to understand Rashi. He says the whole p'tur of moide beknas is a person was moide before Eidim came. There's also get moide beknas v'achakach bo Eidim. The Gemara says, Nochmer. The Gemara says that let's say a Ganav stole something, and he sees this running to Edom, they're going to come to Bezdin, and they're going to say that he stole. So before they come to Bezdin, he runs into the Bezdin and says, Bezdin, you know, I stole something, here it is. Then they come in. Too late, he's spotted from Kefal. Ma'idah b'knas v'achkach bo'edim is spotted. Afilu lo Edom shememash b'shin boy. He saw Edom coming. But he's made of a knas, he's potter. Zat the Tosfos Rid, but that daf gave him lo Eidim shemash b'shin haboy. But zat the Tosfos Rid, what'll be if Eidim came first? Mumasamin. Then he says, I'm made. Shkaya, I'll give you a pat on your back. So what is? That's called made of a knas. Shem shemai. Eidim came already. They were masamin. So what's far adin for made of a knas? So therefore, the Tosfos Rid disagrees vehemently with Rashi. That's not the case. Let's not go into his case. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. Now, a Poshet to Teretz, the Ktzai says, Amor Dike Chiddush. But before we'll say over what the Ktzai says, we'll say over a Poshet to Teretz, what the Chazanish says. The Chazanish says as follows. The Chazanish says, there are two distinct halachas by knas. Halacha number one is that maida b'knas is a paita. That was the scenario we had before. We had a person was a ganav. He's chayiv kefil, and he sees Edom coming. He runs into Bezdin. I stole, and thus he's potter. Maida b'knas, achkach bo Edom, samachleikas amura. He's potter. Fine, he's potter. That's one din of maida b'knas. But there's another halacha of Maida Beknas. The other halacha is, we have a cloud. Hoidos baldin kimei eidim domi. If a person says, I owe X amount of money, he's believed. He's a eidechod, he's a baldova. We believe him. Lena from a posik, you said, lemaise hoidos baldin has an amon. So Trashi in Yevomis, this Nemonis of Eidos Baldin, not asked by Momin, but by Knas, if a person will come to Bezdin, and he'll tell Bezdin, I owe a Knas, I don't believe you, sorry, there's no Nemonis by Knas. So Memele, Rashi is beautiful over here. Rashi is talking about, they went to a second Bezdin. They come to a second Bezdin, and they tell Bezdin, you know, I owe him $100. Bezdin says, I can't believe you. There's no dinner. You say you owe him a knas. Ein mishalem al pi atzmai. Someone was very much medayik of the Lord. He doesn't pay al pi himself. The first bezdin will find out where he is, or the second bezdin will call him up, or the edom will come to the second bezdin. I'll get a hold of these edom. These edom will come to the second bezdin and tell bezdin, you know, we were masim him in bezdin aleph. Ooh, you masim him in bezdin aleph? You owe taka the money. That means ein mishalem al pi atzmai is there's a second halacha. There's a second halacha in Moedah B'Knas, that by Moedah B'Knas there's no nemonis of Eidos, but we will not believe you. If Edom will come later, it's not Moedah B'Knas v'achakach bo Edom fakel. The p'tur of Moedah B'Knas is zichanat shayach. Edom came first, like the Tosfos Rit says. That's 100% true. You can't patter yourself anymore. After Edom will mazim you, now you say, I'm sorry, that's not Moedah B'Knas. The p'tur of Moedah B'Knas is even not applicable over here. But there's another din. The second bezin won't believe you. That's the whole problem. The first bezin will call you, come pass by the first bezin, they'll make you pay. No shaila about it. Because they know from the Edom that you were an Eidzoyman. Edom will come to the second bezin, they'll also be machayev you to pay. A mishalm al piyatzmai means he lost the nemonis. By Knas, there's no nemonis of Eidos Spalding. I just like that, how the Chazani says, which is a beautiful pshat. I just like to mention the Ktzois builds from this Rashi a Moira de Kechidish. A Moira de Kechidish. The Ktzois says as follows. The Pasuk says, Asher Yashir Nalashi Botan before the Pasuk. Asher Yashir Nalikim Prat Lamashi Yesatzmai. Bezdin has to hear from Edom, then Bezdin will be Mechayev. Bezdin hears from you, Moedah B'Knas is Potter. Padla Mashi Yesatzmi. Zok the Heilige Ktois. This Halacha is a Halacha in each Bezdin. Now let's say Merdeke Chiddush. And from this Chiddush, we'll see how he says Pshat and Rashi. The Ktois says, Abuim the Chiddush. Reuven comes, let's talk about our first scenario with a ganav. He sees the Edom coming, he runs into Bezin, Boisai, I stole, he's a descendant of George Washington, as Dr. Temes, he's made the B'Knas, finished, he put the Edom come in, too late, he was made the B'Knas put. The Nignav is a step ahead of him. So he goes over to these two Edom. Go to the next peasant. Before he finds out about it, comes to the next peasant. They tell him, he say, hey, this guy stole. Oh! The next peasant. So the Ktzai says, I'm merely Kachidish. The din Moedah B'Knas v'achakach bo Edom, was bo Edom v'achakach Edom, is totally nich peasant bazundel. It's not totally what happened first. It's a din in Bezdin. If Bezdin heard first from the Ganev, so this Bezdin can't be Machayev you careful. If this Bezdin heard first from Edom, so then Bezdin will be Machayev you careful. Another Bezdin? It depends what the Seder was by then. It's Allah and each Bezdin Bazunda. Zuk Tiktois, Amuyim de Kechidish. Pshat in this Rashi. Zuk Tiktois. Sicher. The Edom came to the first Bezin, they were Muslims. Zicha, in that first Bezin, he said, don't want help anymore. But he comes to a second Bezin, and so the second Bezin, he'll come, and then Edom will come later. Second Bezin, he's Potter. The second Bezin can't be Machayevim anymore, because by the second Bezin, it's Moedah V'Achakach Moedah.